A chosen people, Israel, God's inheritance. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, for that Jehovah of hosts hath blessed them, saying, Blessed be Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel mine inheritance. Isaiah chapter 19, verses 24 and 25. When we think of an inheritance, we think of an heir receiving property or possessions from a deceased family member or friend. The statement that God gets an inheritance raises a natural question. From whom does he receive this inheritance? In Hebrew, inheritance connotes a portion or share. In this light, Jehovah's inheritance is that portion or share he receives in the outworking of his divine plan. For example, in the finality of God's plan, he will possess a divine family. Jesus Christ and the church will comprise a family having the divine nature, a very real inheritance of Jehovah. Having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Another inheritance of Jehovah is the nation of Israel. This inheritance results from terms of the Abrahamic covenant. God's promise to Abraham guaranteed blessings for his descendants. The promise was, By myself have I sworn, saith Jehovah, because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Genesis chapter 22, verses 16 through 18. Abraham understood that his seed, descendants, would be involved in blessing all the nations of earth. Abraham did not know that Jehovah had a broader plan for who would comprise his seed. God's greater view included the call of the body of Christ, the church. This does not invalidate what Abraham believed him to mean. As touching the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and the calling of God are not repented of. Romans chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. Consequently, Abraham's seed eventually became the nation of Israel, the favored nation of Jehovah. Hear this word that Jehovah hath spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up out of the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth, Therefore I will visit upon you all your iniquities. Amos chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Israel was unique. Of all the families of the earth, only Israel had a covenant with Jehovah God, the law covenant. That agreement made them his people and his inheritance. But Jehovah hath taken you, and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as at this day. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 20. As Jehovah's inheritance, Israel has received many blessings, but it has also made them accountable for adherence to God. Subsequently, as a nation, they failed many times and were eventually cast out of God's favor and replaced by Gentile believers during the Gospel Age. But being cast off was only for a time, during which another aspect of his divine plan was accomplished. His favor would then return as he had promised Abraham. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah, the people whom he hath chosen for his inheritance. Psalm chapter 33, verse 12. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes that have their young he brought them, to be the shepherd of Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. So he was their shepherd according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Psalm chapter 78, verses 70 through 72. David had a special role in shepherding God's inheritance. The blessing of the seed of Abraham will also be a blessing to all nations and peoples of the earth. These will be the blessings of God's kingdom. A beautiful prophecy in Isaiah sheds some more light on this. And Jehovah shall be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know Jehovah in that day, yea, they shall worship with sacrifice and oblation, and shall vow a vow unto Jehovah, and shall perform it. And Jehovah will smite Egypt, smiting and healing, and they shall return unto Jehovah, and he will be entreated of them, and will heal them. In that day shall there be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians shall worship with the Assyrians. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth. For that Jehovah of hosts hath blessed them, saying, Blessed be Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel mine inheritance. Isaiah chapter 19, verses 21 through 25. In ancient times, a road was termed a highway because it was built higher than the surrounding ground level. Obstacles were removed, uneven ground was leveled, and the way smoothed for unimpeded travel. And he will say, cast ye up, prepare the way. Take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 14. The prophetic highway of Isaiah 19 depicts the peace that will eventually prevail in the Middle East. Both Egypt and Assyria were ancient enemies of the Israelites, but these enemies will be converted to the worship of Jehovah and enjoy the blessings of Christ's kingdom, becoming fellow worshipers with Israel. Blessing of Gentiles. When Israel is fully restored to God's favor, they will have the privilege of leading the Gentile world to a recognition of Jehovah God and a restored relationship with Him. Yea, he saith, it is too light a thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6. The Gentiles will then see the kingdom blessings on Israel and want to participate in the blessings of the new covenant. And many peoples shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. The prophetic symbolic references to Egypt and Assyria mentioned in Isaiah 19 may refer to the two parts of the Gentile world. Egypt depicts the nominally Christian world, and Assyria has the non-Christian or pagan elements. Both parts will see the kingdom's blessing upon Israel. Israel's peace and prosperity will bring a desire to share in the blessing. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, In those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all the languages of the nations. They shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 23. The prophet Ezekiel depicts Israel as a parent in those early years of God's kingdom, nurturing and teaching the Gentile nations. I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. Then shalt thou remember thy ways and be ashamed, blindness is removed, when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thine elder sisters and thy younger, and I will give them unto thee for daughters, but not by thy old covenant. And I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am Jehovah. Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 60 through 62. The elder sisters refer to the nations that preceded Israel in history, and the younger sisters depict the nations that came after Israel was established as a nation. Notice the idea of parentage. There is a teaching and upbringing that Israel will engage in as she will be the epicenter of the world's education in righteousness. With the help and guidance of the ancient worthies, these holy ones of Israel will understand hatred and bigotry. They will remember the social pressure they once experienced, the desire to be liked, and the deception of lust. Consequently, the ancient worthies will be prepared to teach with patience, nurture with love, and help in the work of restoring each heart. Furthermore, through Christ, the Church, and the ancient worthies, God will invite the world to love Israel and rejoice with her, knowing that these blessings will also come to them. Rejoice ye, the whole Gentile world, with Jerusalem, and be glad for her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn over her, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith Jehovah, Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream, and ye shall suck thereof, ye shall be borne upon the side, and shall be dandled upon the knees. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 10 through 12. Isaiah 19. The 19th chapter of Isaiah also reveals one more prophetic detail that it promises will be shown to the world at that time. It is the prophetic introduction to our banner scripture. In that day shall there be an altar to Jehovah in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to Jehovah. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto Jehovah of hosts in the land of Egypt. Isaiah chapter 19, verses 19 and 20. This witness to Jehovah is also described as an altar. Its location is in the land of Egypt, specifically in the midst and at the border of Egypt. The Great Pyramid in Giza, Egypt, is one of the most magnificent structures ever built. This structure is the altar of Isaiah 19. Who built it and how it was constructed is still an engineering mystery. But it commands our attention in that it conforms to the description given by the prophet Isaiah. The illustration above and right demonstrates how the Great Pyramid is both at the border and in the middle of the land of Egypt. Regarding the scriptural promise for the object to be a sign and a witness, the interior passage system is a symbolic sign, witness, to the plan of Jehovah. The design of the interior passageways of the Great Pyramid symbolically depicts the fall of man into sin, the coming of the Messiah to restore man, the high calling of the gospel age, the reward of the divine nature, and the restoration of man to human perfection. During the millennial age, the Great Pyramid will be a physical reminder that God, in His wisdom, concealed the mysteries of His kingdom in plain sight. Isaiah chapter 19, verses 19 and 20. Groups of people will undoubtedly journey to the Great Pyramid to worship God, just as they would at an altar. Isaiah's prophecy speaks of an altar where the sacrifices will not be of animals, but of contrite hearts and meek spirits. These spiritual sacrifices and heart devotion will be how individuals will prove themselves acceptable to God. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15, chapter 66, verse 2. The benefit to the resurrected billions making pilgrimages to the Great Pyramid to worship God will be immense. Imagine them traversing its passages, reliving the divine plan of the ages by physically moving through its interior spaces. Their realization that God placed the Great Pyramid there over 4,000 years ago for this specific purpose will heighten their spiritual sense of worship and reverence for Him. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. Memories embodied and substantiated in an object become richer with meaning. What a beautiful prospect for humanity to strengthen their faith and commit themselves to God by pilgrimaging to Israel and the Great Pyramid. This is possible because God chose the descendants of Abraham to be a blessing and hid His plan within the passages and chambers of the Great Pyramid. Israel, natural and spiritual. Israel is indeed God's inheritance, both Israel according to the flesh, the descendants of Abraham, and spiritual Israel, the church in glory, His divine family. Having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18.